Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. You're so astounding. God, we give you all the glory, all the praise. Remember some of the things that you've done. Oh, God, you've done so many things for us. And we are just grateful. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for letting our hearts beat all night long and letting us breathe throughout the night. Even when we didn't know we were in the world, you were there all the time. Oh, God, thank you for your blessings.
Thank you.
Keep us. Thank you for mine stayed on you and for this prayer broadcast. Thank you for the blog line that joined us. Thank you, Lord, for the Ukraine line.
Good morning.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord, for being there for us. We pray that you forgive all sin, every sin on this line, Lord, sin of commission, sin of omission. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Yeah, we give you praise. We pray that you heal everybody sick in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I pray in Jesus' name that you look on those who are less fortunate than this, than those on this prayer line. I pray that you look on those who are under bridges and those who are out of food. There's so many things that people are going through now. God,
thank you.
So much love.
Jesus, mighty name.
Thank you.
May we bless the name. Should have let them close that line.
For Jesus, who?
Let them put it on mute, Father.
The lines open. God, who need to mute their lines, help them. In the name of Jesus. Bless in every hand. Bless those who are down and out. Yeah. Lord, bless.
Amen.
As I pray. Just want to ask you to be with us. And Holy Ghost, we ask you to take over. Every day, I want to ask you that you would take over. Take over. And
great. Dara brought my pound cake to work yet.
I pray also.
You know, I found out that Sunday that she can make pound cake.
Would be there every step of the way.
I said, wait a minute, I'm your family, honey. I'm your family too, baby. I still come here at church. And that pound cake is the bomb. It is the bomb.
Have your line open.
It is moist. I'm about my job tomorrow. I'm about a lemon one. Somebody give me a lemon one.
And again, for everything that you do.
Yeah! That's the girl you got to give.
You're all sin.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
No, I went a couple
thank
times long. I ain't never had hers.
I ain't had hers yet. Amen. Someone has your line open, and we hear your conversation. Amen.
You know that supper dessert? One time, couple times, she had never seen me in another pound, okay? I said, girl, you been sitting on me all this time because I didn't eat. That's been dry. You sitting on a golden mile plan.
So, we're working on that right now. Amen. You sitting on a gold mine? Amen.
They're going to bump up there. Why she playing?
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, it is a bomb. Because I've been eating all this pancakes for years.
Ain't it the longer it takes you? In the name of Jesus, devil, loose your hope.
You got to have milk.
Mute your line, darling. Mute your line. Man, we hear your conversation.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God thank it's wonderful to be here this morning. Excuse my voice. Amen. God is so good, so kind, so wonderful. We just praise God for you. And this is a wonderful day to give God praise. I mean, I hear you, but I'm going to speak to the Lord. Well, let me speak to this morning. Good morning to all those who hear me, first of all. God bless you. Good morning to you and everyone. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. You unmuted your line. God bless you. And just want to say also, let's speak to the Lord, those who have unmuted your line. Let's say, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
God be praised. God be praised. Amen. It's a good day to give him praise. And until we get all the lines unmuted again, let me just say to you that we have the youth prayer line tonight with Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. That's at 7 o'clock. You dial the same number at 7 o'clock tonight. Amen. Thank God. And then at 9 o'clock, we've been doing the blog line for quite some time now. And the blog line is dedicated to now getting prayer requests and then thanking God. Pray for people. And then we thank God 1,000 times for every person who makes a request and for those who don't. We just give him 1,000 praises. It's a wonderful time also. So the blog line number, I'll try to give that to you before we're off the line today, if you'll have your pens ready for the blog line number. God bless all of you. Had a good night's rest. Amen. My God. My God, he's so good, so kind. Those who have your lines open, let's give God a praise check to see what level you're on. And somebody who God has really been good to, I know you want to praise him. Amen. Nobody could have done the things that have been done for you except God being it, and God did it for you. Praise the Lord. So let's have a praise check, everybody. My God, praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. Thank you for this day. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for your goodness and kindness.
Thank
you, God, for being there through every storm and through every rain. Thank you, Lord, for shaking the chunk tree and sending blessings to your people everywhere. We appreciate what you've done.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Here right now, and thank you for being on the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We glory in you.
Thank you.
We give you all the praise and all the glory.
Thank
and we
you.
Love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Love you
thank
Lord.
You for this
thank
broadcast
you.
This morning and even for the blog line on last night where we gave you 1,000 thank yous
you.
Or more.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we glory in you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You got your line open. Come on, help us thank him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for being a way maker. God, thank you. Thank you for eyes to see and for ears to hear.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you for legs to walk and a mouth to talk. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the activities of our limbs. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far. God, we just praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Lord, nobody like you. Nobody can make a way. Nobody can heal us like you. Nobody will be there for us like you. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. And thank you for this day. And thank you for this time. And thank you for this moment.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. You're the one that we just count as our God. Lord, we thank you for everything. And remember all the things that you've done. God, for how you healed our body, we thank you. For how you were there all the time, we thank you. God, we love you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for joy. Thank you for peace. Thank you for hope. Thank you, God.
Thank
you for this day. And thank you for this prayer line. We give you glory. We give you adoration. And we do give you praise. All the praise.
Thank
all
you.
Of the praise belongs to you. In Jesus' name, we praise you this morning.
Thank God.
Thank God. Hey, thank God. Thank amen God. And amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Amen. I'm just rejoicing in Jesus Christ, because it's always a sign that the Lord is stamping this line with his approval whenever the devil is trying to mess. Amen. He wouldn't take his time to try to defeat something and hinder something unless it was doing a lot of good, and that many people were being touched and helped. And then he would try to attack. Amen. So that's just a sign that God's approval is on this line. And then we thank him for it in the name of Jesus. We're steady working here all the time to try our best to get you your lines freed up and everything else. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Is there one? Can anybody hear me? Can you say something in the name of Jesus?
Yes, can I hear me? Hear you.
All right, who is that?
Mother Digby.
I can hear you.
And who is that?
This is
who
Sister Lucia.
Amen. Y'all can hear me. Amen.
I'm Black Johnson. I can hear you.
God bless you. Why don't y'all help me praise the Lord then, if y'all can hear me, because I know he's been mighty good to you.
Yes.
Let's praise him again. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Lord,
thank
you. Give
you
thanks.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, the open door. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise him.
None like you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for those who came on and thanked the Lord with us. God bless you. You and you and you. God bless you. I'm going to ask Mother Digby, can you do our praise reports this morning?
Yes, sir.
Moment here.
Thank
Amen.
You.
We appreciate everything. You will do those praise reports and ask those who have a praise report also to give theirs. Amen. I would appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's in your hands, Mother Digby.
God bless you. First, giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for waking me up. I thank him for coming into my life and saving me and filling me with the Holy Ghost and keeping me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for the beautiful service that we had on Sunday and how three people came up to give their life to God and how we just had old-fashioned tearing service and just had church at our church. The Lord is good, and I thank him for it today. Want to say just here, the line is open to each and every one to give your own praise report and tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. The line is open. The line is open. We thank the Lord for this precious way. Thank the Lord for this precious land. Thank the Lord for being able to get on the line this morning. I thank the Lord. I think something is wrong with the land, because I think other people can't hear. But I thank the Lord for the line. And the line is open.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
I'm muted and unmuted, so I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Right. Praise God. I honor the Lord on this morning to our Chief Ambassador Johnson and to Ambassador Mother Digby and to all of the saints on the line. God is such a good God. And my mind just won't let me forget all the things that he has done for me. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done My soul cries hallelujah. Oh, how I thank the Lord for saving me. I'm so glad I was not still out there lost, but the Lord brought me in. And I'm praising God because he is such a good God to me. He has never failed me. I failed him, but he's never failed me. Truly, God is such a good God. I thank him for the things he's done for me, for the many times that he's healed me and mine. Oh, I just thank God for opening doors and for making ways. Don't know how I would have made it this far. I truly, truly don't. You know, when you just think about things and count up the cost and realize that it was not you, but it was God. And I'm just grateful on this morning. I'm just thankful for this opportunity to say thank you, Lord. I enjoyed the blog line prayer on last night. I just thank God. It was just an on time, God, and prayer that we were on. You know, not all the time do I get to do that, but I thank God because I was able to get in on the line. And I'm just asking you all to pray for me. Continue to be blessed in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. The line is still open.
God bless
Amen.
You. That's the elect Mother Wilson. I am thanking God for his grace, and I can't thank him enough because he has been good to me. I thank him for giving the safe travels to my husband and his family coming back home. They made a safe travel, and I just thank God because God is good, and his mercy endures forever. And y'all just continue to pray for us that we will be the family in God that he would have us to be. And I thank God for the prayer line also, and Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson, everybody that's on the line, I thank God for y'all. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. The line is open.
This is Sister Lucille. I truly thank the morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord that on yesterday I went to get a procedure done, and me and my oldest daughter, we went too early, and they told us to come back at 1. We went back at 1 o'clock, and they told us that they shut the clinic down, because the doctor had an emergency. But I thank the Lord that my daughter went with me, and I thank the Lord that she's going to come to the First Fruit Convention with me, her and a couple of people from her church. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucy. Oh, see, God is working already.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
The line is open. I want to tell you why we have a chance. You may not have this chance anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
This is Investor Elect Darden in Grand Rapids, Michigan. First up, I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to my Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Johnson, First Lady Betty, to my own companion, and I give honor to all who honor me. First, I'd like to say that I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, giving me a mind to get online. I'm online on a regular basis. I don't always chime in like I know I should, but nevertheless, I am here, and I thank God for all of you, and I'm looking forward to June 9th. I want to be in Kansas City. I want to stay in the Lord's will, and I ask that everyone pray for me and my family, and that we will be what the Lord is calling for us to be. Amen.
Thank God. Thank God, Ambassador Lake Darden. The line is open. To all of you, the line is open. And we thank God for the land that we can communicate with each other on this land. The line is still open.
Oh, yes.
Go right ahead.
This is Mother Wilson.
Good morning.
This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. I was on mute. I don't know. But I thank God, area code 516. for another beautiful day, for waking me up in my right mind, for allowing me to see this day. And to God be the glory. God bless you all, and have a beautiful day in the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. The line is open.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah. I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to thank the Lord because he's been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Hallelujah. I just thank him for how he keep on making ways for me. I want to thank him because yesterday when I went to my eye doctor, he did the little procedure for me, and I just thank the Lord for that. And I'm just trying to get ready to come to Kansas City, Kansas. Hallelujah. I'm just really glad that the Lord is making a way for me to be able to come. Hallelujah. And I just want y'all to pray for me. Hallelujah. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Sister Linda.
Yeah, thank you.
The line is still open.
I think they got a slow start this morning, Mother.
I think it's something wrong with the line that they when they went on mute, they weren't able to get back.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
I was on mute.
All right. Does anybody else have a praise report? I know somebody, the Lord bless you and help you and healed your body and brought you out, and the Lord lifted you when you were down. Amen. God fixed it for you. Fixed a situation that nobody could fix but him. And you don't want to tell of his goodness because you may need the Lord to fix it again for you.
Yes.
Amen. So make it known before the people. Amen. Someone else, I'm going to open the line up again. Anybody?
The line is still open.
Testimony. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Sister Cobb, Ambassador Lake Cobb in Texas.
They're
fine. And I thank the Lord for another blessed day. Thank the Lord for Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty and all the prayer warriors, all the ambassadors, elect and ambassadors on the line. And I just thank the Lord for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's just a blessing in itself. And I just thank the Lord for waking me up to see another day. And y'all continue to pray for me as I pray for y'all. Have a blessed day.
Thank the Lord. Thank God for you, Sister Wazine Cobb. Thank God for everyone that's on the line. The line is still open.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt.
Yeah.
I want to thank God, too, for this beautiful day. Thank you for waking me up in my right mind. I just thank God for Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Dr. Betty and everyone, all the ambassadors, and everyone on the prayer line. I just thank God because he's so good. He brought me from a long way. He didn't have to do it. He wake me up and give me one more day to give him praise. And I want y'all to God, just pray for all y'all, and y'all pray for me. And I love all of you. And may God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Britt. Good to hear your voice. The line is still open.
Time for about three or four more praise reports. Anybody who wants to tell them the goodness of Jesus? That's good. Anyone? All right, Mother.
All right.
Mother Digby, thank you so much. You've been there, and
I'm
I appreciate
here.
Your faithfulness to the line.
Hello?
Amen.
Good morning. I heard somebody.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can.
Go
right
good
ahead.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm here. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. Jumping in really quick. Ambassador, elect Mother Debbie, I do not want to bypass yesterday. I did not get to tell you. Happy birthday, young lady.
Thank
excellent.
You.
Praise report. Love hearing you. And I do want to have get my praise report in. I was blessed on Saturday. My third child from the top did graduate with honors, Hannah Gray. Beautiful. We have prayed for her for a long time for K-State. God is yet working in that young lady's life. So praise the Lord where he has brought her thus far and where he has taken her to. She did graduate from K-State with her Bachelor's of Science. So I am very grateful for that, and I am thanking God for what he is doing for my other two sons. So I am thanking God openly, Lord Jesus, to stand behind my husband and just what he is doing for the great family, my other two sons, and these other three that are here in the home. I'm in the background with my younger son, but I did want to get that praise report in on this terrific Tuesday.
Thank
God. I am happy about. Back in your hands, young lady.
All right. All right, the line is still. Thank you, Sister Gray. The line is open, saints. May not have this chance anymore. I heard this statistic this morning that it's, they say, so many million, was it 72 million people, and 2 million confessing Christians, and how that if the land was lined up, how the land would be so far. And, I mean, it just did something to my mind to think about all the people in the world, and even the ones that's confessing don't always have it, but thank God for the ones that do. And the ones that don't, we want to try to help them to get it, to get Jesus in their life so that they'll be able to miss the destruction that's coming up on the world. The line is still open.
The Big B, this is Sister Carl in Texas. Happy belated birthday to you. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Carl. Thank you, each and every one.
Hello.
Good morning. Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Elect Frierson. I am on my way to work, and I won't be with you long. But I'm just requesting prayer for my mother. I know you're taking praise reports, but when you get around to the prayer, please remember my mother, Missionary Frierson. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Thank you. And we realize you have to do what you have to do, and thank God for having a job to go to. And I thank God for not having a job to go to.
Amen.
The line is still open.
This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett.
Good morning.
I've been there once on prayer line today. I just thank God for being here. After being here, yes, I am. We say sanctified. He's baptized with the Holy Ghost. I just thank God for all his goodness, his mercy, his kindness. I just thank God for patience. Thank God for compassion. I thank God for the first fruit prayer line. I thank God for Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, and to all the ambassador-elect. And I just thank God for what he's doing right now. I just thank God. Thank God for you, our Mother Daisy. And you all pray much for me in first fruit prayer line. Be of very good courage, because what the devil meant for evil, it's all turning for good. And I just want to encourage Dr. Johnson. You're doing a beautiful job.
Amen.
So no matter what the devil is throwing after you, you know that you are being blessed even more, and praying much for his granddaughter, Rhea. She's going to be all right.
Thank
so you all for your time. God bless you. Love you all.
Thank you, Mother. I needed that. God bless you.
God bless you. A precious Sister Jolene Garnett is a very precious person. Thank God for her. The line is open. One more. Will there be one more?
They may be asleep, Mother.
No, Dr. Jackson, I think there's something wrong with the line.
Yeah.
I really do. I think some of them were not able to get back on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there's one more, we'll open the line for you. Anyone else? Can tell of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Your soul is shouting and praising God, thank him for saving you.
Man, is thanking for breath, to breathe.
Mm-hmm, gave you breath in your bodies. All right. Right.
Back in your hands, Dr.
Trouble.
Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God bless you. We love all you We are going to take some prayer requests. Amen. See who has a prayer request. And let's get prayer for whatever you need. We know we have that mother missionary, Frierson. Amen. Ambassador-elect Frierson's mother. Anybody else have a prayer request? Okay, if you can get in, go ahead and make your prayer request known this morning. Anyone? Anyone with a prayer request?
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. Mm-hmm. I praise God this morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay, thank you. I'm asking for prayer for my husband in the nursing home, and not only just him, but for the residents. In these nursing homes, I'm sure it's probably some of the same things going on in different ones, but I know in this one that my husband is in, it's just people that do not have compassion, and they're doing some things, you know, that I know is not right and injustice. So I'm asking God to plead the blood over them for whatever spirit is causing these people to be heartless. So I'm asking you to pray for my husband and on all the residents in the nursing home.
My God.
I walked in and caught one of them. I came early. I like to show up sometime, and they were treating him pretty rough housing him. And, of course, you know, that did not set good on me. And they heard about it, but, you know, it's a shame that that's even going on.
Yes, it is, Mother. Yes, it is. We certainly will pray for that. My God. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request? The line is open to you for prayer requests. Anyone?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear your voice, too.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear yours. I just want to thank God for all what he's done for me, and he's going to continue to bless me. And I want to say something about what the lady just said about the residents
yes.
at the nursing home.
Because I'm a
caregiver, and I love what I do, and I love the people I take care of, and I just want to pray for that nursing home too, and not just that one, all of the nursing homes.
Since we own that, why don't we have prayer right now?
Okay.
And Sister Johnson, amen. Let's have that prayer. Why don't you pray, Sister Johnson, first, Ambassador-elect, and then we'll have Sister Renee, if she would come and pray. All right? You were first. Go ahead.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you for being just who you are. You are God, and you're God in our midst, and we just praise you right now. Lord, we ask you as we lift up these people that are helpless and that are at the hand, beckoning hand of those that are over them. Oh, God, just as the little children would be, some of them are in the same state. So we ask that you would bind the enemy on every hand, every evil spirit that would present itself in the mind and thoughts of ones that would harm them. I bind Satan in the name of Jesus. I bind the works of him, oh God. And Lord, I ask that you would let it be uncovered. Let them be caught, the ones that are doing these things, and cast the enemy out in the name of Jesus. For we plead your blood over them. Ah, in Jesus' name, let your protective hand be over them. Oh God, and even as I leave, each time I ask that you will let your angel encamp round about them and protect them. Lord, each and every one, in the name of Jesus, we plead your blood over the ones that are there, the residents. We plead the blood of Jesus to cover them and protect them, shield them from the hands of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let those that are doing wrong be exposed. Expose them in the name of Jesus. So we curse the enemy for being who he is, an enemy. And God, we ask that you would bless and protect and heal in Jesus' name. Remember my husband and all of them, our Elder Benny Johnson. God, cover him in your blood in Jesus' name, for these people belong to you. And I ask you, oh God, to remember them. Yah, as you remember, hallelujah, remember them in the name of Jesus, for they are not forgotten, but bless them in a special way. And we give praise, honor, and glory. We will admonish you, God, in the midst of them, God. We will witness. Lord, I just thank you for all things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Ms. Johnson.
Go ahead, Sister Renee.
Okay. Lord, I just want to lift these residents and bless Mr. Johnson in the nursing home. And I just pray that you lift these residents up and people that are taking care of these people. Have a caring heart. And I just want to lift these residents and God bless them all. And I just want to thank y'all all. And these things we ask in your name, Jesus. God bless y'all all.
Wonderful, wonderful prayers. Thank God for that. All right. We're also caring for others. Amen. If you have a prayer request, please jump in there right now and let us know what it is so we can pray for you also. Anyone else?
This is Sister Jolene Garnett. Once again, I request prayer for Ernestine Riley's daughter-in-law. Her name, I think her name is Alicia. She's going through quite a bit in her body, so she wants prayer for her, please. And pray for eyes and kidneys. My son, he's going through in his body. So I'm just asking for healing power and more men to come on the first group prayer line.
Amen. That's beautiful. All right. We're filling out the Ernestine Ryan daughter of five. A kidney. I'm sorry. Anybody else?
Yes. And daughter-in-law Meg has an interview today for an administrative job. Prayer for her.
Okay, who is that now?
My daughter-in-law Megan is her name. Megan Payne.
Megan. Amen. And now who's speaking right now? Didn't catch your name.
Ambassador Blake Watson.
Okay. And your daughter-in-law, Megan. All right, anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking the saints to pray for my cousin. Her name is Chantel. She's in the hospital. And also continue to pray for Aunt Maddie. She wasn't feeling well when I talked to her yesterday. And me and my children, thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. This is Apostle Adams calling for 912 area code. And good morning to everybody that's on the prayer line. I would like prayer. I feel out of quite a few applications, and I pray that the one that God wants me to have, that he would grant it to me.
You're talking about a job, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll pray for that. Anyone else? Well, God bless all of you. Unless there's someone else trying to get in, we'll hear that. Come on, anyone else? All right, God bless all of you on the line. Now, thank God for all of these prayer warriors who believe in prayer. Amen. I'm going to open up the line for two or three prayers. You can pray a general prayer, or if you want to pray for some of these who have requested prayer. Let me see. Ambassador-elect Fries and her mother. She's requesting prayer for her mother and for Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. And then Ambassador-elect Johnson, her husband, We pray for those residents be treated in a proper and humane manner. Amen. And then we have Ambassador-elect Ernestine Riley praying for her, Alicia, daughter-in-law, for her eyes and her kidneys. Amen. Ambassador-elect Wylene Cobb, and praying for her daughter-in-law, Megan. Amen. Praying for Sister Lucille and Chantel, who's in the hospital. Oh, my God. And for Aunt Maddie. And praying for Sister Lucille and her children. And then we're praying for Apostle Adams, that she might have a good job paying good money. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for all you ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. Amen. Would you also remember Dr. Betty, our family, our grandchildren, our daughter, her husband, and our grandchildren. And last but not least, if you would remember me, if you would. Amen. Who on the front line here can pray? Amen. The line is open to you. Maybe we'll get two or three who would pray and just ask God to bless these. Amen. Even if it's a general prayer, you can pray. Amen. Who would do that? Prayer warriors, who would do that? Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to intercede really quick, God. I just want to come humbly to the throne of grace, Lord. First of all, asking for forgiveness, God. Lord, none of us, Lord Jesus, God, can come before we ask for forgiveness, Lord. We need your forgiveness, God. Lord, I just ask you, Lord, those that are in need of jobs, God, Lord, I just ask you to touch, Lord, on those interviews, Lord Jesus, give them the right words to say. Lord Jesus, let them look to you first, God, for the job. Let them believe in you, God, for the job, God. Let them interview, Lord Jesus, God, well, Father, Lord Jesus, God, and believe, Lord Jesus, that they're interviewing with you, Father, Lord, and believe that if that's the job for them, God, that you would grant the request, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the interview, God. So many are out of work. Thank you, Lord Jesus, God, the jobs that you're opening, Lord Jesus, and the doors that you're opening for people, Lord Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, as we rise early, Lord Jesus, to get on first food, God, to pray and seek you out, God, and then we come back and give thanks, God, in the jobs that we're seeking, in the interviews, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for those, again, that are going on job interviews, God, and the doors that you're going to open for those, Father, for the jobs, and that we come back and give thanks, Lord Jesus, and remember those that have prayed and labored for us, Father, for the jobs, Lord. Let's remember all of us, Lord Jesus, that are out of work, that are working contract, or that are working temporary, Father, and, Lord, that are in need of jobs, those that are not even being interviewed, God, that they continue, Lord Jesus, to continue to apply and believe, God, for the job in your precious son's name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the doors that are being opened. Thank you for mercy, God. Amen.
Wonderful. God bless you. Thank you. All right, let's have two or three others.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come and enter boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, Father, we are obtaining mercy in your presence right now, your grace in your presence right now, oh God. I ask that you touch every prayer request that's been offered before you this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for your word that says your grace is sufficient. Oh, God, right now we put grace in the nursing home, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that your eyes are everywhere, God, that you see every act and that you see everything, oh, Father. We ask that you touch right now. Touch right now. Enemy, the devil, get back in the name of Jesus. We're not going to play with you this morning. Hallelujah, God. You said wherever we place the word, you will watch over the word to perform it. And your word will not return unto you, Lord, oh, Father. The woman of God has